I will go, for I have learned to trust Him so, and I remember 'twas for me, that He was slain on Calvary. Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me. Oh, I remember Calvary. Oh, I delight in His command. Love to be led by His dear hand. Oh, His divine will is sweet to me. Sweet to me, hallowed by blood stained Calvary. Jesus, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Oh, Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is a truest of friends to me. Oh, I remember Calvary. Oh, onward I go, no doubt, no fear, no fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior, my Savior near, trusting that someday I shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Oh, night and day, Jesus shall lead me all the way. He's the truest of friends to me. Oh, I remember Calvary. Jesus shall lead me.
Jesus shall lead me.
Let's pray away, open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 15. Luke, chapter 15. We read two verses there. Luke 15. We start from verse 8 up to 9. If you have your Bible read with you. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lost one piece, do not lighten a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she found. And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost." Let us all enter to a time of prayer. Notre Père, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, nous te disons merci.
Il s'est manifesté dans leur vie au nom puissant de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, celui qui vit au siècle des siècles. Prends soin et contrôle de toutes choses que nous avons ainsi prié. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the reading of thy word. And we ask you that a portion of heaven shall come as a blessing for which what we have read. And we ask you that you shall bless the presence of each of your children here tonight and the need of our soul, Father. As we see the day approaching, Father, we want to redeem the time and we want a closer and a deeper walk with thee, Father. Father, we can see all around us all the flashing light of you coming. Father, witness that we are living at the end time, Father. How we would like to take, Father, advantage of this opportunity to examine our life, Father, and to seek and search what we have lost, Father, that you, the restorer of everything, will be able to restore it back to us. Father, we ask you that you shall manifest yourself in a special way, that you shall take away all the human element, everything that is man shall not be seen, but your holy word be seen and be preached to thy people, Father, because all of us, we come under expectation. Father, we want to bring all unspoken requests, Father, at thy hand. You know the need of each of us' heart, Father. We commit them at thy hand that you shall grant to us, because you say that everything you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. And we have a faith in thy word, Father, that we ask, Father, and it shall be given to us. Father, we also to remember our pastor, and we commit him at thy hand, Father. And the service on Friday, Father, the prayer meeting, we want to commit it at thy hand that you shall be with us. And the Sunday service, that the angel of the Lord shall provide for our spiritual need, the same way you never cease to provide to our physical need, Father. There's many people in different places, in many trouble, Father, and there's many people who doesn't have even a time to go to a church, Father, because of the condition of the country that they are living in, Father. We thank you because of the condition of the country that we are living in, that allow us to come to thy house, Father. It's a great privilege, Father. It's not just made of from nothing. It's your grace, Father. That's why we ask you that you shall bless every soul that is present here tonight, that you shall speak to us, that we shall be able to say like those who was on the road of Emmaus, that our heart wasn't burning when it was speaking to us, Father. Not because of the succession, because of you, Holy Spirit, Father. And we believe it. According to thy word, you say that where two or three shall gather in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. And we believe tonight that you are with us, Father. We commit all things at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to study a little bit the scripture that we read. If I could read it again. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, and if she lost one piece, do not lighten the candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she found it. And when she had found it, she called her friends and the neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost." Now, it's a very good scripture. All the message reader, when we read this scripture, they know exactly from where I get it. And the prophet, he used this scripture when he preached the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the scripture the prophet used. Now, if you read the Bible, the prophet says, the way it is, with his cool idea or Western culture, you will never understand it. But you must read the way it was written, that you could get something that can help you. And we know that in the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, he spoke a lot about his second coming than anything else. He spoke a lot about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ than even the burial. It's more of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, by the scripture, by the Bible, every reader of the Bible knows that the woman in the Bible is the type of the church. Now, when we read the scripture, in the Bible of the woman is the type of the church. If you could start back from the Eden, you will find that the same thing. If you look at Eve and Adam, and Eve was the type of the bride, and Adam was the type of the Christ. And we go back to Sarah and Abraham. You find that it was speaking about the church and the Christ. And it always speaks that way. Now we find here that This woman, she has something that she was given unto her. Those ten, the tablet that has 10 pieces inside of her head. Now we see that that was a token of her covenant with the husband. Because of the covenant with the husband gives something in return that could testify, that could identify her with the husband, that could show that there is something between this woman and the people who will see it. They will see that this woman, she's engaged. She's married to someone because of the tablet that was having 10 pieces inside of her head. Now, that way was the way people could know, could recognize the difference between the married and unmarried woman. And they were putting there to show that there's no need to disturb this woman because she's already married. If you want a woman, this one, when you see a woman with a token inside of her head, you must respect her that she belonged to someone else. Now you see that it was in display in a such a way, not the way we put at the moment, because we put our ring in our finger. Sometimes you can put in the pocket, nobody will know that you are married or you are not married if your hand is in the pocket. But these people, they were moving with aspiration because they were children of God and they were led by the Spirit of God, and they knew from the past that everything, and each time when the woman is married, she always must have something that will show that she's married. And if we could bring back to Egypt, you find the same thing in Exodus chapter 12. When the Hebrew children, they were married to the Lord Jesus Christ, to Jehovah, and they have to come out of Egypt, God has to give them a token. Now, the blood now that they kill the lamb, and they will take the blood and apply it on the letters, and it was serving as the token, showing that this house is identified with the lamb. And it means that this house has entered to a covenant with the lamb. That's why the blood is on display. It was telling that something is here, is prohibited. You can't touch it. And it was on display. And everybody else could see. Now, in this case of this woman with this tablet with 10 pieces, you will see in the Bible, it's nothing but the Holy Spirit. Now, with these 10 pieces, and we see that if the woman lost one of them, there will be no marriage. It will be a broken house. Those pieces, they all must be together. Because it's those pieces together that show that the woman is married. If one of them is missing, it means that there is something wrong. Now, we can see that there's two things there. That the woman can lost it by negligence. Or she can lost it by caught it in adultery. Now, there's two conditions there. Because this woman here, she was an adultery woman. She was a woman that was living faithful to the husband. But she lost it. But in another way, they will take one from you if they caught you in adultery case. Now they have to take one from you. And everybody will know that this woman, she has committed adultery. And it become a broken house. There's no married anymore. And the husband has the right to refuse it completely. And there's no married. And we know that there is also a church that already committed adultery. That she's the mother of the harlot. And there is another church also that by negligence, she can lose the piece, one of the piece. And if she's not seeking for it, if she can't find it and put it back in the place where it's supposed to be, it will be a broken house when the husband comes. And this woman, you find that the husband, after they marry, he traveled, he went away somewhere. And when he went away, and the woman, by certain event, those times there was no phone where she can receive a phone call. Maybe by somehow she knew that the husband is fixing to happen. And the time she realized, you must also see that it worked together with our time. Because she realized what time of the day she realized. It wasn't during the morning. It was at the evening. Because the scripture says she has to lighten the candle. Which it means that it was in the evening time. When you have to light the candle, you can't light it during the day. It has to be during the evening time. And you and I, we are living at the evening time. Amen. And we know that the light already, God has lightened his light. The candle, which is the light of God, which come with the seventh angel. Now to show us that this is the time that we are living in, the husband is about to come. And it's a time of examination. It was a time that she has to sweep the whole house and seek the peace that she lost. Amen. And she could not rest until she have found it. Amen. There was something that this woman, she was in the spirit of a revival. What caused it? She was desperate because she know that my husband is coming. My husband will not take any excuse and he will not take any explanation. He must see the token on display. If the token is on display, then it is settled the question. There will be no trouble. Now that's the way the husband will look. The husband will not ask about anything else. When the husband is coming from far, he will look at the head. Is all the pieces are there. When he look at the head and see the piece there, and say, she's still my wife. And she will take her and they go to the room. But if the husband come and the peace is not there, no matter how she will justify that it was an adultery, it was negligence, it was a court for her to be divorced from the husband. Now you see that it was also involving a greater risk. Now you see that the same thing, when God tells Hebrew children to apply the token, and he said, when the angel of death will come, when he will see the token, he will pass over. Now you see that the token now, it gives respect. Now the token serve for life. That each house where the token will be, the blood will be applied. Because the blood is the token. It means that this house is safe. If there's no token, you get in trouble. And the firstborn must die in Egypt. That was the condition. And now we see that the same thing, if you look at this world that we are living in, if you are traveling, you're getting your plane tomorrow, you must have your token ready. Now, you get the token before you get inside of the plane. You don't get it while you are at the door of the plane, no. And they will ask you, all of us, we've been traveled far, even the boat, even you use the bus or the train. Now, when they come to you, the people who will check for the ticket or on the train, they will ask you, they will not ask you for money. They will ask you for your token, which is the ticket. It is show us the ticket. Where is the token? If the token is on display now, then you will be accepted. But if it's not a display, you get in trouble. Now, it's the same way that it works. Now, I remember one story I once read. It was a very powerful story. It was the Jew children when they were taking their parent to go to Germany from France. Now, at that time in France, they require them, they say to them that all the Jew, they must put the sixth star of David on display. They say, no matter what, even during the winter, you can't put it under your coat. Once you put your coat and you take that sixth star of David, and you put it on display. Because they must identify you. They must know who is a Jew and who is not a Jew. Now it came to a time that it was a showdown. That the people must know you, who you are. Now, and it was that story. It was a young child. He was 9 or 10 years old. Telling the things that they went through. And he said he could go to the school. And he could make a way that he can hide that sixth star of David. But there was no way, because even the people in school, the principal, they told them, all the Jew, they must put that sixth star of David on display. And it must be outside. And it must show the difference between the French and the Jew, and between other races and the Jew. Now, it was a time that they must make sure they could not deny their identity anymore. They must confess who they are. Now, if they caught them that time, if they talk and it's not on its play, they get in trouble. Now, it applied the same way that the time that we are living, living at the end time, living at the evening time, the same manner like this woman, it was a time that the token must be on display. Now, I will read one quote from you before we continue with the prophet. In the same spoken word, the second coming of the Lord. It was preached in 1957. The prophet said, the church better examining theirself by the word of God, our purity, our loyalty, our devotion, we become turtle, tail bearers, cigarette smokers, backbiters, petted up Jezebel, everything in this calendar that the rest of the world does. The Christian church is associating in those things today till you cannot hardly tell one from the other. It is time we took inventory and getting later. Now the time is getting later, and the prophet is telling here we must took an inventory. That's what the lady was doing. And she went and she examined herself, and she found that something was missing. That this thing that is missing is the important things. And this tablet is nothing but the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, according to the Bible, you can lost it too by negligence. Because the scripture says, let me read Ephesians chapter 4 to show you that you can grieve it and it can depart from you. And you have to get it back again. Now we see that this woman, she lost it. And this was the type of the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And this woman, she was sealed with the husband by that token, by the tablet now. And you and I, we are sealed to the day of the redemption is by the Holy Spirit. Now, but it can happen that by negligence, if we allow certain things in our life, the Holy Spirit can be grieved and depart from you. And it can happen because it happened to this woman. She wasn't an adultery, but she lost one of her peace. It must happen by negligence somehow that she lost it. Now, the prophet says, if there could be a time that the church has to examine itself, it is this time that we are living in. Amen. As we go in, you will understand why. Because the time that we are living, it's a crucial time. It's a very important time in the event of the whole story of the seven church ages. Because we are living at the last age. And the things what's happening, it's happening according to the scripture. But she knew that the husband was ready to come. And we know that our husband was ready to come. Imagine the same scripture the pastor read on Sunday. And the same scripture we read last Wednesday. It was Luke 17. When the scripture says the things that happen in the time of Lot. And what happened in the time of Noah shall happen to our time. Now, if when we see these things happening. Because the prophet says now. He says, notice in the end time evangelization. The prophet said, notice now, the great flashing red light signal of his coming is down. Now, things that are happening now, the great flashing red light signal of his coming is showing us all around. We can see all around that the coming of the Lord is near. We can see that the coming of the Lord is here. It's a time that we sit down yourself, you say now. There's no time to joke anymore. Because the fulfillment of the scripture, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says, let's look at Luke 17. Let's read again. That you should understand why we must examine ourselves. And you will show in the Bible. And those 10 pieces, they are there. Because they are the fruit of the Spirit. Now you will find them, the prophet said, those 10 pieces, they are there in the Bible. It showed that no one of them should be missed. Now, Luke 17, from verse 26, and as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it also be. So shall it be also in the day of the Son of Man. They did it, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. They were carrying, they were doing everything like normal, and they were thinking there will be no rain. They were thinking like nothing will happen. God will not destroy the world. How can God destroy the thing that he created himself? But there is another face of God, the face of judgment. But before he could send the judgment, he must send a warning first. He can't execute the judgment without a warning first. Now, this woman, the husband, maybe send a message for, maybe with someone, says that in 2 weeks' time, I will come. And now, she has to prepare herself. She must make sure that everything is in order before the husband come. And we know to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't tell us the day and the hour, but he gave us some indication for us to know that he's drawing nigh, that his coming is ahead. Now he gave us something, like this one he gave us in Luke 17, and he says, let's open Genesis chapter 6, and we see what happened in the time of Noah. That the Lord says that the things that happen, it happened to our time also. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the Son of God saw that the daughter of men, that they were fair, and they took them wife of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the Son of God came unto the daughter of man, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of all men renowned. And God saw that the weakness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Now, this is the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us that the things that happened there will happen to our time too. Because the condition now of the world at that time, it was in a serious condition. Now, the women at that time, the Bible says, they was very beautiful. And the prophet says, you bring back to this time, it's never been a time like our time where all the women, they look beautiful. It's because of the product, because of the things that they use for their skin. And it looks like everybody is beautiful. And now it's the fulfillment of the scripture, because we are coming to the scripture where those women, the daughter of men, they were able now to deceive the children of God. There was now a mixed marriage, unbeliever marrying a believer. That was something that God wasn't happy with it. And the same thing happened with the Hebrew children, that when they went now, coming out of Egypt, they come to Moab and they marry with them, that the believer and the unbeliever, they mix it together. God never pardoned that sin. And the same things that are happening to our time. And the scripture says all the imagination of man was continually evil. And if we could tell, as the prophet says, the people always speak about science in a good way, but they can't see a bad side of science, that science is destroying this world. And everything has been destroyed by science. Now we see that the imagination, all the science today, all the weapon people are making is not to destroy animals. It's to kill one another. It's to destroy town and to destroy people and to fight one another. And the imagination is continually evil. And now we can see that the time we are living, because he didn't tell us exactly what day and what hour, but by the things, the event that is taking place, we know that we are living at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's a time for us to examine ourselves. It's a time for us to take an inventory inside of our life. Not just carrying on like this. Not just going on like a religion way. But examining your life and see exactly if something is missing. And you can ask for God to restore it back. Because this lady, she will not rest at all. She was living in a time that the husband was about to come. And she wasn't busy in her own agenda. She was busy now in the preparation of her to be ready to meet the husband in the condition that is rightful. Now she gave herself up. And she separated herself from the neighbors. She didn't want to know what the neighbors are doing. She was busy with her own life. She didn't want to know what was happening in the town. She was busy now to find out, searching her life and finding out what is missing inside of her life. That what we supposed to do as believers. That in a time like this, and all the event that is taking place, and everything that is happening, we must search our life daily and see if the Lord coming today, will I be able to go? That's a great question. Because it's no matter, it's not just going to church, but you must make sure that everything is right between you and God. And everything is right between you and the children of God. Because you can't be right with God and not be right with his children. It's not possible. You can't be right with me and not be right with my children. It can't happen. Now it's the time that we have to examine ourselves. And this is an important time that we see the fulfillment of the scripture and everything that happened. And also you look back in another way. The scripture tells us the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And tell us when you will see the fig tree putting back the leaves again, with Israel being a nation almost 64 years already, that they are a nation, you must know that the day is at the head. Now we read very good scripture. The Lord is not slumber for his promise on Sunday. That is not there, that God will not fulfill his promise. But God doesn't want his people to perish with the evil. And he wants to give his people a chance that they come in a condition that God can take them away and separate them from the evil one. That's why God's patience is upon the earth. The prophet says, because you and I, we are still on the earth. By the moment we leave this earth, God will finish with this earth. And the reason the earth is in the condition that it is today, it's because of you and I. Maybe somewhere, someone is not in the condition to go to the rapture, but is a predestinated seed. Maybe one predestinated seed is busy in the things of Sodom now. God must make a way that he bring the person to the realization, to the condition where the person finds that there's no time of playing game anymore. This is the time of going home. This is the time that I must be ready. And we see that everything that man is doing, the scripture says all the thought of man, it's evil continually. Everything that they are doing, the law they are passing, it's always evil. They never pass a law that is good. If you look at the law 50 years ago, what was there and what is today, it's completely evil. And the evil is increasing day by day. And it's showing in another way that the Lord Jesus Christ is approaching to come to take his bride. Because these things work together. And you must know in which condition you are finding yourself. The prophet said that this is the time that you can see that everything is rotten all around. That the Lord is about to return. And I say, of his coming down. And we know that I could just take my many scriptures here. And I got written down to show what we are at the end time. The Jew has returned to Palestine. And the figure tree has put forth its buds. Men's hearts are failing for fear. That's the time that we are living. It's showing us now. Those things is showing us that our husband is about to come. But we must examine ourselves. Man's hearts are failing for fear. Everywhere where you go, there's no fear in the heart of man. Even to the children of God, if you look at the future, you fear. You say, so what's going to happen tomorrow? I may lost my job tomorrow. So anything can happen. You know, there's no something that you can put your finger on it that I can stand, I can rely on this thing. There's nothing you can rely at the moment. Even the politician, they fear one another. Even nation, they have a fear with one another. They stand spies everywhere. American will have its spy in Russia, and Russia will have its spy in America, and China will do the same thing. You find that man fear, man hearts are feeling for fear. Everywhere there's no where they can trust. Even nation can't trust themselves. Nation can't trust one another. It becomes to a time that the fulfillment of the scripture is happening. And you look all around that everything that is happening, what is hindering the Lord to come and take his bride? Because the Lord must come and take his bride. And we know that if the Lord is delaying to come, which it means one of the elector is not in the condition to go. If all the elector, they are in condition to go, our husband must come and take us away. If he must come because he promised to come, to take us home. Because he says, I'm going to prepare for you a place and I will come and take you. And where I am, you shall be also. That's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you must be in a condition that you can be ready to go. Now, I want to read for you something from the prophet, from the seven church age. Now that you should understand that the time that you are living in is not an easy time. It's not a time to relax. It's not a time that we can play a game. It's a time that we must make sure that if we are Christian, then we are Christian. It's not a time to play church. The prophet said, now, Brother Neville and the deacon, this is the time for us to apply the token. That the token must be on display. Now, this is the time that we must make sure that the token is on display. Now, we find that this woman, the tablet that she was wearing, it was as the token that she married to the husband. And she was showing that this lady, she's married. But everything must be together. And the token is the spirit of God in the life of a Christian. That is the token. The token is nothing else but the Holy Spirit in the life of the people. But when the Holy Spirit is in the life of someone, it has also the fruit. Because the Spirit has the fruit. That's why the prophet says in the same spoken word, the second coming of the Lord. He said those pieces, they represent the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit itself, it was the covenant showing that this one is sealed. This one is ready for the destination. Nobody can touch it. And everything, the seal was put on. And until the destination, then the parcel can be opened. Because now, everything's done. The exception was checked. And everything was made sure that you are for your destination. But we found that the lady, she has lost one of the pieces. Now let's go to Galatians. Before we could go far. That you should understand that this tablet, and it was the type of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit now has the fruit there. The prophet says now, but the fruit of the Spirit, the Bible says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Now, those now are the pieces that the lady used to have inside of her tablet. Now, if you find that one of these things is not anymore there, you must question yourself that one of the pieces is missing. If the love is not there, you can't rest until when you pray and the Lord restore back the love unto you. Now, these are the fruit of the Spirit. If there is no joy anymore, you must make sure that you pray until the Lord restore it. Because if one of them is missing, now he will not take you. These things must be there because they are the fruit of the Spirit. And if the peace is not there and the long suffering is not anymore there, that you can't bear with one another anymore, you must question yourself, that is something is missing inside of my life. Because these are practical things. The lady has 10 pieces inside of in her tablet. And these are the pieces that was coming with the Holy Spirit. That the token, that the life that is sealed with the Holy Spirit must have this fruit. Because these are fruit of the Spirit. Now these are things that many times you don't like of them. Because these are practical. These are not emotional. These are not things that you can manufacture it. You can know yourself that I have them or I don't have them. These are practical things that you can know exactly that. Does I love my brother? Does I love the message of the hour? Does I love God? Does I love my sister? This thing you can know yourself that there is something here. I miss it. Or there is something that I have here. And if you have these things, you must be very happy. And what you have to do, you must continually watch for that you should not lose one of these pieces. Because the time that you are living, you don't need to lose one of them. Because it's a critical time. It's a time that all around us, the signs are showing us that the flashing light, red light of his coming is showing us all around. That you go to the street, you can't ask, you can't tell even the people of this life themselves. They know that there is something is fixing to happen. The lady knew that there is something that was fixing to happen. My husband is preparing to come. But I should not rest until when I found one of the peace that I have lost. And she didn't rest at all. And look at her reaction. Once she found it, she called all her friends. And her friend will be surprised. What's happening with this woman? Me, I lost my one for a long time. I don't care about it. But this woman, she has the revelation of what that tablet means inside of her marriage. She knows that without the tablet, there's no marriage at all. And the tablet has 10 pieces. And those pieces must be together. One should not miss. And you can see from her reaction that she has the revelation. She knew the importance of being married. But if you don't have the revelation, you will neglect about it. You will let it go that way. Because there's nothing inside of you that you know what later it is. Because the scripture said, let's redeem the time. Because the days are evil. And the day that we are living, they are very evil. We must redeem the time. We must make sure that everything that God has given to us, that we have those fruit of the Spirit with us. That if there is some way, something has happened, or you neglect yourself, and this thing has taken flight, you must make sure that you must do the same way to restore it back. And the way to restore it back is the way of prayer. It's kneeling down before God. And be honest before God. Say, there's something happening inside of my life. I'm not feeling anymore the same way I used to feel toward Brother George. There's something happening. I could hide from everybody else. But I can't hide from my heart. There's something in my heart that is telling me that when I see him, I don't feel the same anymore. Now that's the time you must go to the altar. Because you are not in a condition to go to the rapture in that condition. Because it's testifying your heart. It's testifying against you. That there is something that is happening inside of your heart. You must sit down and pray. Now you see that the lady, she wasn't a prostitute woman. Which are not, these are not talking for denomination, church, because they are prostitute. This lady, she lost it. And this could be you, and it could be me. That we are living in this time, and we have received the light of the evening time. We have received the light of the evening time. Because the scripture says in the Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7, that in the evening time, the light shall be. And this lady, she lightened the light at the evening time. And she took the candle and she lightened it. And she wanted to make sure that, no, I must find something that I missed here. And that represents the word of God. It represents the message of the hour. That you have to take the message and look at your life and make sure that everything is in the place. That everything that God has given to you is there. Because God will not get any explanation. When I will see the blood, I will pass over you. When I will see the token now, I will pass over you. But if the token is not there, is not on display, something must happen. You must be destroyed. Now, the prophet, he says here, I will skip it. I'll be reading by 7 church age. But I will speak the first, the three first vision. I will start from the fourth one. The prophet was speaking about before the coming of the Lord. Let me read something from you. And the prophet says he, in the 7 church age, he said, the Lord Jesus spoke to me and said that the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. But that before he came, 7 major events will transpire. That's what the prophet says. And we know the three first one, speaking about Hitler and all those visions. We want to go straight to the fourth one to save our time. And the prophet says now, the fourth vision show that the great advance in science that will come after the Second War, or the Second World War. And it was headed up in the vision of a plastic bumblebee-topped car that was running down a beautiful highway under remote control. So the people appear seated in the car without a steering wheel, and they were playing some sort of a game to amuse themselves. That was the fourth vision that the prophet saw before the second coming of the Lord. That these things must happen. He said the Lord showed him that these things must happen. And if you look the prophet, when he was preaching these things, and we know that a prophet is an eagle. A prophet is a watchman. He can see things far that is in the future. And he can see the beginning of it like it was happening now. Because the prophet, when he was preaching these things, and he gave the example of that car, they tried at that time that it could drive by itself. But you can see that the things was in the infancy, was in just in the beginning. Now, if you bring to our time now, the technology that is in this time, it's far better than what was in 1960, when the prophet preached 7 church age. It's far better. You look at when the prophet was telling about that car, and you can see now when Google is making that car, they are testing all corners, and you can see exactly that the prophet foresaw these things before. And these things for us is not just to make us big, that we know these things than other people, but these things should push us to a preparation. It is supposed to push us to an examination of our life. Because every day when you go to the newspaper, they were telling you that Google is testing. And the last time I saw they were testing, but they say there was three challenging things that they have to look after it. They say one of them, when the road, there's a walk in the road, and the car will have a difficulty to find out the new road. And they say in the winter, when there's snow, they could have a problem. And another third things like that. And you see that these things, but they already test. And the car is by remote control. It's the people sitting and they will be leading the car. And the car will be going. Last time they show it how it can go and bring you to the restaurant and to bring you and park there in the car parking you don't need. You can play card and everything the prophet is selling here. Amusement and everything that was happening. And it's exactly the same. And these things should bring awakening in the life of the bride. This thing should bring something inside of our heart. They say that this thing is happening. We can just say that, wow, the technology is going far. But these things should have something, which will teach us a lesson. Not just them happening that way. And if you are not careful, it can bypass us like this. You say that, Google is preparing a great car. And that car will be good even you drive it. You don't need it coming from work, you are tired, someone will be driving you. But you must also look in another angle. That is the fulfillment of the prophecy of the prophet. Because God showed the prophet these things. And these things are happening. That's why we believe the message to be the truth. That we believe that the message is absolute from heaven. It didn't come from the prophet. No matter the critics, but the message can stand the test itself. The message can prove because by the word of the prophet. And these things that the prophet could prophesy before even the Hitler could come to the war. The prophet prophesies it already. And we see them happening. Because the scripture even says in Deuteronomy, if someone prophesies and these things happen, you must respect him. That is of God. Now when we see the prophet prophesying all these things, and all them are happening exactly the way the prophet tells, there's nobody who can come tomorrow and he changes his mind and tell me that the message is not right. Then I will believe the prophet. I will believe that person. Never. Because I know that the message is right. It proves by reading the message and everything we read, we see that it's right. And the prophet says, that's right. And he says, the fifth vision had to do with the moral problem of our age. That was the fifth vision that the prophet saw. It has to do with the moral problem of our age. Listen what the prophet explained. Centering mostly around the woman. Listen what the prophet said. The moral problem of this age is centering mostly around the woman. And we know that the woman also represent the church. And the woman also speaking about the natural woman. Now we want to look at both the church and we want also to look at the woman as a creation of God. And he said, now, God show me that the woman begin to be out of their place with the grating of the vote. They grant them the vote at the time of election of Kennedy. Now, that they coming out of their place. The prophet said, God show him before these things could happen. And it happened exactly the way God showed to the prophet. Now, if certain man come today and tell you that the message wasn't the truth, you should not believe him. Because it's proving here. Because these things the prophet spoke about them before that they could happen. And it happened exactly. You must believe in these things. Where there's no pastor, there's no a preacher, that can know these things better than the prophet. Because the prophet is the absolute. The prophet now is telling you exactly the things that nobody will come today and tell you that he can correct the pastor. Shame on him. How can you correct a certain person that will come with the mind of God? God will show him things yes and yes before to come. And you believe a such liar. It will be pity for you. Pity because you believe a such man. Why ask the man to prophesy even two things that will happen after 10 years? And wait and see. And the man that could prophesy. And the pillar of fire could come down among the people. And yesterday I have a visitor in my house. I think Brother George know him. And in some of the sense, Remy, he used to come many times to church. It was my friend. I was testifying the message. And he came yesterday to visit us. And we started speaking about the message. And he says, no, I believe these things to be the truth. I said, my friend, these things of the message, don't mind the critics. And see what the people says about it. You will know that is the truth. And I say, you guys believe Benny Hinn being a servant of God. But look this portion of Benny Hinn. testifying about Brother Branham. What does he say? Benny Hinn says, let me tell you something. If you never know about Brother Branham, read him. Go read him. And he said, this man, I was in the meeting in Chicago and sitting there. He said, not the way things are happening today. At the man that the third dimension could come upon him, that he could tell the things exactly where you come from, for the number of your house. And he says, one guy like the prophet, all of us knows the quote, that he was sick, but he wasn't sick because the prophet said, because you lied to the Holy Spirit, you go out of this place sick. And I said, and he was shocked. He said, but we never know these things. I said, you never know them because you don't want to know them. These things are there. But this kind of man, if someone come late and tell you that, no, there was something wrong with him, the person must be mad, because the word itself, it testify, every tongue shall confess, and they confess that the message was the truth. And the prophet says that the problem was the moral of the woman. And he said, now, they cut off the hair, which signified that they were no longer under the authority of a man, but instead on the either equal right, or in most cases, more than equal rights. It's not the time that you are living in. It's exactly the time that you are living in. You find the woman cutting their hair. They are doing things the way they want, while the scripture says you can't do it. But what does that mean? You go them in church full, in churches, and they are pastors. They are leaders. They can't preach anything against it. But it's the scripture. The Bible says that the woman should not cut the hair. But you know, we think that, do you think these things you can miss in heaven? Surely you can miss, because it's the word of God. Now, you see, the prophet said, you see what happened? They start cutting their hair. It means that they are no longer under the authority of man, but they are equal. And most of the cases, they are more than equal. She adopted man's clothing and went on to a state of undressed. Now, the prophet preached at that time. And if you look at that time, when the prophet preached them undressed in 1960, it's not like today. Today it's worse. Today it's worse. It's exactly the fulfillment of the scripture. And when you see this thing being fulfilled, you must shake yourself. You say, these things that are happening, there is something is happening in the spiritual realm. God is fixing to do something. The Lord is near to come and take his bride. And we thank God we have sisters that they can cover themselves. That despite that, God always has his people and has his children. And the prophet said they get to a state of undress until the last picture I saw was a woman naked except for a little figure lift type approach. Like the prophet saw it from afar. But today now, they don't put even the figure leaves anymore. You find those nudist women that they will go walk on the street. They will go and find them in German. They go, they walk without clothes. They go shop, no clothes, nothing. But this is more than what the prophet saw. But you find that this scripture being fulfilled, that these things that we see today, if you go all around them, now we are bombarding by those kind of the things. The environment that we are living in. Just opening your computer. Even going to your hotel, they bombard you with those kind of the things. And all around showing you that there is red flashing light of his second coming. That the Lord is about to come. It's the time of examination. It's the time of checking up yourself. And the prophet said, that's the last thing I say. A set of undressing. I think the last picture. He say, neck except a little lift type of pro, which is the vision I saw, is terrible perversion of moral blighting of the whole world. Now, it started before. You go that it was in Europe before. If you go to Congo, Zimbabwe, you find the same thing. The devil now is doing all around the world. As the pastor says, some country of in Africa, they can resist homosexual today. But give some times, because it's the scripture must be fulfilled. They will end to the same thing. Because the scripture must be fulfilled all around the nation. The day of Sodom must back again. And these are the day that we are living. And you and I, we must open our eyes. Our spiritual eyes must be open. And we must make sure that everything is in order. And the prophet said, then in the sixth vision, there arose up in America a most beautiful but cruel woman. And she held the people in her complete power. I believe that this was the rise of the Roman Catholic Church. But we know that the Roman Catholic Church is reviving again. It's coming at the power again. It's controlling and all the scandal and everything that was happening. I show my friend, where come all the evil religion? It comes from the Roman Catholic Church. Everything that you see today in the world, it's coming from the Roman Catholic Church. He said, if you find it there, they say the reason the Pope has to resign. Because he saw the condition of the church was worse. He said the homosexual level in the Vatican is higher than everywhere else where you could find. The reporter says that the reason he has to resign. Because these things break his heart. But there's no choice. They have to go to that condition. Because they refuse the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God now has to give them a spirit of blindness. That they have to go blind in that condition. That they must fulfill the scripture. And the prophet said, thought, I know it could possibly be a vision of some woman rising in greater power in America due to popular vote by the woman. We never know. But if you look at the way the prophet explained, it's showing now, speaking now, this woman being the Roman Catholic Church. Because he will get to a power where everything must be inside of his hand. Now everything must be in the hand of the Roman Catholic Church. Because all the government of the earth will collapse. Because they will have no money. And the Roman has all the gold of the world. They have them, they have to go there and borrow it. Everything that they have to go, they will find themselves in the power of the Roman Catholic Church. The prophet already prophesied about it. The way they're going to break the covenant with the Jew. And all these things, we'll see that all the scriptures must be fulfilled. The prophet, God showed him all this scripture before. Now you and I, we are privileged people to know these things. But we should not let this thing slip. These things will bring awakening inside of our heart. Amen. These things should push us to a desperation. To seek the Lord completely. And to make sure that everything between us, God, is right. And the prophet said, now, the last and the seventh vision was wherein I heard a most terrible explosion. And I turned to look, and I saw nothing but debris, carcasses, smoke all over the land of America. And an explosion of the seventh church. The prophet said, now, that's what he saw there. The last thing that he saw, that is smoke. And the prophet said, wait, one of the crazy guys will come to Russia now as the president. And he pressed that bottle there. And everything will just be a smoke. And everything will finish. And we see that the scripture being manifested. And we see that the level that is Russia is at the moment. You can't fight him. When they say no to fight Syria, Americans, they have no power where they can go and bombard Syria. If they have power, if Russia didn't have power, Americans will have go for a long time. But they can't go because if they go there, they provoke the war straight away. And Russia will finish with them. And you can see that there is something that is fixing to happen. The scripture is being fulfilled. And the prophet said, now, brother, if there ever was a need of a time of lightning of a candle, sending forth of the gospel light, the Holy Ghost back unto church, not so much for emotion, not so fanatics, not for some emotional workup, not for a jump for joy, but for a heart-searching experience. When man and woman get right with God, we are at the end time. That is what the prophet says. Not emotion, not a heart just jumping, but where the man and the woman must search their heart and see that everything is right with God. This is the time that we are living in. This is the time that the lady will look. He said, now I can see all around me. The way he promised that he will come. I can see that he's near to come. He's fixing to come. But there's something missing inside of my life. There's one of the pieces is missing. Let me not rest. Let me take any rest. Let me make sure that everything is back in order. Let me make sure that the tablet has all the pieces that need to be there. Now, all the fruit of the Spirit, we must make sure that we have them. Because that only thing that will save you is when he see the token. When he see the token now, you can be saved. Because he says, let's read Luke chapter 21. Because Jesus Christ himself, he said, give us also the good example that when you see these things happen, you must know that the redemption is near. Now, Luke chapter 21, from verse 24, chapter 21. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive out of all the nation, and Jerusalem shall be thrown down of the Gentile until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. Now we know that this scripture is already happened. And there shall be sign in the sun, and in the moon, and in the star, and upon the earth, distress and the nation, with perplexity, the sea and the wave roaring. And we can see all over the road, the sea and the wave roaring. We can see tsunami. We can see Eureka. All around the world, the sea getting mad. And these things should taught us a lesson. Because these are the fulfillment of the scripture. These things should bring us to a position where we must make sure that we don't play church anymore. We don't play religion anymore. We must make sure that the token is on display. We must make sure that we die completely to ourselves. That we shall be born in Christ. That the life of Christ must be in us. That we shall be able to identify with ourselves with Christ. And it says, verse 26, men hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are not coming, or which are coming on earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken. Now all the scriptures that the Lord Jesus has spoken, he shows us. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with a power and a great glory. And it says now, verse 28, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draw nigh. And when we see these things happen, the scripture tells us, lift up your head, for your redemption go nigh. Now we must, these things must teach us a lesson. When these things that we see happening around us, it should, must bring us to a certain level that we're playing no more. There's no playing anymore. That we must come to a level where we are serious with the things of God. We must make sure that we search all diligently. Listen, the scripture says we finish with the scripture. We started with Luke 15:8. And Ada, what woman having 10 pieces of silver, and if she lost one piece, do not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. She sweep the house, a cleaning time. You sweep your heart and seek diligently until she found it. When she find it now, and what happened? And when she found, she had found it, she called her friend and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me. And he called them for a feast now. Once these things are inside of your life, you can call your neighbor. You can call for a feast. But why calling for a feast where the peace is not yet found? You must find it before you call for a visitor. Because these things are very important. We must understand why we come to church. And why are we Christian? Because the scripture being fulfilled and everything that is being fulfilled. We are Christian because we are married to Christ. And the life of Christ must be displayed on us. And the life of Christ is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has the fruit that come with it. The Spirit of God has the fruit that come with it. And those fruit must be manifested inside of us. Now the scripture gives us a good lesson. That this woman could not rest at all. She could not play any church. She could not rest because she has shaken hand with the priest. Or has shaken hand with the preacher. No. Her rest was relying on finding the piece of the silver that was missing. That's why she could rest. She must make sure that I find it. She must make sure that everything is in order. Because the prophet said, if the things is not there, it's a broken house. The man has the right to divorce because the things is not there. How are you going to prove the Lord Jesus Christ that you are married to him if there's no the token there? The token must be there. Because if he marry you, he must give you something in exchange that you are married together. The prophet said in the time in America, a certain time where the Chinese people, they used to run laundries. The prophet said when they make a covenant with the people, when you come with your clothes to wash your clothes, because they could not speak English, they could not write English, what they used to go, when you give your thing, they get a piece of paper and they write it in it too. And when they write it, when you come to claim you things that belong to you, they will ask you that piece of paper from you and they put it with their piece of paper. If it goes together, it shows that the things belong to you. You see that all around, people know that it, where there is a covenant, where something happened, a token must be given. Something must be given in return. If you are married to Christ, he must give you something in return. Because we see even the life of Abraham, when God made the covenant with Abraham, after making the covenant with Abraham, he gave him a circumcision as a sign of the covenant. God always gives something. Now when he was doing with the Hebrew children, he went a bit higher. The prophet said at that time in Egypt, you could say that, look, come here, I will put down my trouser. I will show you that I was circumcised in the 80 days. The prophet said it will not work at all. The token must be displayed. That God will respect the requirement was that the token to be displayed. And the requirement in this time is the same requirement that the token must be on display. The life of Christ must be on display. Now, we see that you lost it, like the woman lost it. But this is the time that we must examine ourselves if you have lost your token. If the token is lost, you must make sure that before it's later, make sure that you get it back. Because God will not respect anything else except what he has given. And God can't do anything. It's your own way. God only respects his own provided way. And God has provided the way for today. It's the way of the Holy Spirit. And the marriage that he must make with his church is the through the Holy Spirit. But if the Holy Spirit is not there, there's no rapture. The rapture is not given by emotion or by the number of the court you know. No. The only things that will make you a candidate of the rapture when you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Once you are sealed with the Holy Spirit now, you can rest and know that I'm going to the rapture. But in this life we see that we can grieve the Holy Spirit because of certain of our behavior. And something can happen and we grieve the Holy Spirit and we must seek it back to come to our life. For it to come to our life, it has to go to the same process. Dead to ourselves. And it has to be completely dead. Then you can have it again. Let's stand now. We will sing a song. Then we will ask about George to close with a word of prayer. And make you remember that We are living at the end time. And we can see that all the prophecy, almost of the Bible, is being fulfilled. And the prophet says, if there is a time that the church has to examine itself, it must be this time. Because that this is the time that we are living, is the time of the fulfillment of the scripture. And there's no another age apart from this age. And this is the time that you don't want to play church. It's the time that you don't want to play religion. It's the time you must make sure that you are sealed with the Spirit of God. And if God calls you, the Holy Spirit is for you. God can't make it difficult. God make it everything possible for you and for me. And he made them easy. And the only way that you can get it back is the way you get it the first time. But if you never get it, you must surrender everything to the hand of God. Let's sing the song.
Time is filled with swift transition. Note on movement can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Unchanging hand, oh, to God's unchanging hand, oh, my brother, oh, to God's unchanging hand, oh, build your hope on things eternal. Changing hand,
oh, to God's unchanging hand,
oh, my sisters,
oh, to God's unchanging hand, better hope something's eternal.
Covet not this world's vain riches.
Covet not this world's vain riches.
Oh, that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. Oh, to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, my brother.
Oh, to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, build your hope on things eternal.
Changing
when your journey is completed, when your journey is complete, when it's completed,
give to God you have been true,
give to God you've been true,
Prayer request, just lift up the hand to the Lord as we ask our brother to close with a word of prayer.
Father, most gracious Lord, Father, my hand is lifted up, Father.
Yes, Lord.
To thine heavens, Lord. Mm-hmm. Father, trusting indeed, Lord, Father, by and by when the morning comes, Father, we will tell a story how we overcame, Father. Yes, Lord, we will tell, Father, even of Lord, Father, our pilgrimage in this life. Mm-hmm. Lord, how we walk, Lord. Father, Lord, the streets of Dublin in search of Miss Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, how precious, beloved Savior, the saints, oh God, would be so excited, Father. Precious, beloved Savior, for they say that them without us cannot be made perfect.
Yes.
And Lord, Father, how it's all hinged and dependent upon us, oh God. But Lord, tonight when we look, Lord, Father, Lord, we're not even half of what we are. Father, Lord, many saints are at home, the weather, work, sickness, whatever, Lord, Father. But, Lord, they're not here, Lord. How can we be perfected? Father, Lord, God, without the other saints, Lord. How can we go back, Lord, without the other saints,
Amen.
Oh, God? Father, Lord, we would, Lord, intercede, Lord, even upon their behalf. Father, you, Lord, Savior, Father, press their hearts, oh God,
please,
that, Lord, we'd fall in line, Lord God. Lord, that our Wednesday services would become like Sunday services, Lord God.
Yes,
our Friday, Lord, there'd be no difference, oh God.
Yes,
it would be like the prophet said, Lord God. Lord, Father, the saints, them days, Father, couldn't wait for the doors to open, Lord.
Yes,
Father, Lord, and when they went home, oh God, Lord, they were crying, Lord God. They
yes,
were sad to part, oh God. Father, Lord, Jesus, we look unto thee, Lord God, for Lord, these are the desires that we have, oh God, knowing indeed, Lord Savior, like Moses said, not one hoof would be left behind.
Yes,
Father, Lord, we, Lord Savior, feel the same, oh God. Father, them of this congregation, oh God, Father, none would be left behind, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask that you would, Lord Savior, Father, send your Holy Ghost investigating angel.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Lord, to persuade every heart, Lord. Lord, to persuade every soul. Father, to fall in line, Lord. Lord, Father, whilst we see, Father, those days coming, Lord Savior, as our brother, Lord, has shown us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, it's time is far gone, Lord God. Lord, time is, Lord Savior, far spent. Lord, Father, we are living on, Lord Savior. Father, oh God, just extra time, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask your grace, Lord, tonight, Lord. We ask your mercy, Lord Savior. And we, Lord Savior, would desire, Lord, that, Lord Savior, Father, we would all, Father, Lord God, trim our lamps, Lord. Father, cleanse, Lord, even our houses, Lord. Lord, in search, Lord, even of that missing token, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, knowing indeed, Lord Savior, Lord, that without that token, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Lord, we cannot make it, Lord Savior.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, we ask your grace, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you've made it so simple, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
you've made it so easy, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, there's nothing that we are called to do, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
You've done everything, Lord
Amen.
Savior. Father, all we are called to do, Lord Savior, Lord, is just stay in line, Lord Savior. Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, for us, Lord. Father, to Lord Savior. Lord, take seriously, Lord. Mm. Father, this Lord Savior. Please. Lord, which you would give unto us, Lord. Father, until Paul would say, Lord, to us to forsake not the assembling of one another,
yes,
together,
Lord.
Lord Jesus. Father, we ask your grace, Lord. Lord, we ask your mercy, Lord Savior, God. Father, you know, Lord. Father, the jobs that we do, Lord. Father, the lives that we live, Lord. Father, would tire us out, Lord. Lord, but we would not forsake this wonderful time,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Give us your grace, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Give us, Father, thine mercy, Lord. Even upon this time, Lord, shall we call. That, Father, Lord Jesus, we, Lord, lay aside, Lord. Lord, the cares of this life,
yes,
Lord. We lay aside, Lord. Father, Lord, like the prophet said, Lord. Father, the films of those days, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, today it's the X factor. Lord, and the various factors, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we desire, Lord, Savior. Lord, that we, Lord, Savior. Lord, but lay aside those things, Lord. Lord, and Lord, Savior, prepare our lives, Lord. Lord, prepare our homes, Lord. Savior, Father, for Lord Jehovah, Father, the prophet even said, Lord, Lord, we ought to be speaking, Lord, Father, another language, Lord,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
and learning, Lord, Savior, Lord, of another kingdom, Lord, preparing, Lord, Father, for a departure, Lord, Savior,
yes, Lord,
but Lord, Father,
amen.
We see, Lord, Father,
yes, Lord.
Lord, the saints, Lord,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We all to blame, Lord, Lord,
yes,
we are building, Lord, Savior,
yes, Lord.
Lord, our castles in this life, Lord,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we are saving, Lord, Savior, Lord, as though we are here, Lord, Savior, for eternity, Lord, Savior, God. Father, give us, Lord, Savior, we pray.
Please, Lord,
an awakening, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, that we even here tonight, Lord. Lord, we be so enthused, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, that we, Lord, Savior. Lord, shake up our brothers and sisters,
please, Lord,
Lord, Savior. For Lord, Father, Lord, time is at hand, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, we desire, Lord, to live our lives, Lord. Father, Lord, though as, Lord, you would be coming tomorrow, Lord, Savior. Lord, we're not laying anything aside, Lord. Lord, we want to go to our jobs, Lord. But ready, Lord, Savior. Father, to be taken away, Lord, Savior, God. Bless our brother, Lord, who's ministered unto us,
please,
tonight, Lord.
Lord.
Bless, Lord, thine children have come, Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord, we have come to, Lord, Father, fellowship with thee, O God. Father, bless us as we part, Lord God. Lord, bring us back, Lord, Savior, on Friday. Lord, that we would come with, Lord, expectation. Come Sunday with expectation as well.
Yes,
Lord, that
Lord.
Every day, Lord, Savior, we would have, Lord, our communion with thee, Lord, Savior.
Mm.
Lord, Father, us fellowshipping, Lord. Father, with thee, Lord, even upon a daily basis, Father. Lord, you know, Lord, Savior, the hands that have gone up tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
You know the needs that, Lord, Savior, your children would have, Lord. Father, you, Lord Savior, Lord, who seeth, Lord Savior, Lord, the secret, Lord Savior, Lord of the heart, may you, Lord Savior, Lord, Lord Savior, provide, Lord, Father, those very things, Lord God, Lord, that, Lord Savior, Lord, tomorrow, Lord, when those things are provided, Lord, Father, we would say, Father, it was good to be in thine house,
yes,
on a
Lord.
Wednesday, Father. Bless
yes,
us as we part. Keep us, we pray. Bless them of this congregation that be not here tonight, Lord. Bring them, Lord, Savior, when they would come next time, Father. Bless, Lord, the pastor. Bless,
yes, Lord.
Lord. Father, all the saints, Lord. Bless the needs that we would have, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us your grace as we part. Be with us now, Father. Lord, watch over us, O God. Lord, we take not for granted every opportunity you give unto
yes,
us, Lord.
Lord,
to come to your house. Father, we thank you and we thank you with all our hearts. Be with us, Lord Jesus, we part. We ask, Lord, keep us, Lord, Father, along the roads, Lord, and bring us back again to thine house when we would come back. Keep us now. Restore strength to my brother. Give him, Lord, virtue, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Provide for him those very desires that he would desire
yes,
amidst
Lord.
His heart.
Please,
Father, may you provide where, Lord, Savior, we have need. Keep us now, Father, we pray. You be glorified in all these things, Father, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, bro. Let's sing the chorus and we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, to God's changing hand, my sister.
Oh, to God's changing hand.
God's unchanging hand, oh, to God's unchanging hand, oh, my brother.